What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're having our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon coming up on Thursday from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Very excited about this for a very good cause. We're going to be supporting local volunteer fire departments in the area. Kurt Christoffel is the chief, the fire chief at the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. And he's here because we want you guys to know just exactly kind of what goes into the financial aspect of a volunteer fire department, how much this gear costs, how specialized this stuff is. So, Kurt, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
I'm also glad to see a fellow member of the bald brigade in here. I usually have to put the hat back on because our studio lights tend to blind people watching on YouTube right now. But I'm happy to have you in here, and you're the chief right now, the fire chief from Mount Lebanon, but you did start your career as a volunteer firefighter, correct?
Yeah, I started my volunteer fire service when I was 14 years old. I joined the local fire department in Jefferson Hills and was there for about 20 years before I got hired by Mount Lebanon Fire Department.
At 14, what makes you want to join as a volunteer for the fire service?
So we actually had a chimney fire at my house, and there was very little damage. I know everybody was safe, but so I saw how the fire department responded, and I just kind of became enthralled with everything that the fire department does. So I joined the local fire department, and I rose up through the ranks in Jefferson Hills. I ended up serving as the fire chief for Jefferson Hills Fire Rescue for a couple years.
Wow. So I think people, I've said this a bunch about volunteer fire departments in the area because it applies to all of them. You guys are first responders, sometimes maybe having to do water rescues. I mean, there are a lot of different things that the fire service is doing. So tell people who maybe, oh, yeah, okay, like my house caught fire, like somebody's going to respond. Just everything that goes into what the fire service broadly does.
Yeah, so, you know, the fire department is an essential service of the community, just like the police and EMS. But there's a very distinct difference. The fire department, you don't really think about them until they're needed. Mm-hmm. And whenever they're needed, you need them right now. There was a chief out in Chicago that once said that, you know, you don't want two dummies in a pickup truck to show up to your problem. You want five rocket scientists to arrive in a, you know, on a rocket ship and solve your problem. So, you know, we're never needed until we are. And then that's when it becomes very apparent what we do. We have been doing more with less over the past probably 30 years. So what I mean by that, our volunteerism has gone down in Pennsylvania. You know, we're dealing with probably 10% of what, you know, the fire department was in the 1970s, and we're doing more. So like you said, water rescue, you know, community outreach events, and it's really difficult with less people to do all of those services that we provide.
So, like, beyond just the services, too, there's a training aspect to this. Hey, I want to be a volunteer firefighter. Well, that person can't just, all right, step up to the plate. There's a lot of training, too, that goes into it that I imagine is a big time, you know, takes a lot of time as well.
Yeah, so whenever I started, it was approximately 66 hours of training, and it has gone up now to 166 hours, and that is just the basic level of training. That just kind of, you know, gets you to where you kind of understand what's going on and you can be part of the team. So it's gone up, and along with that, you think about everything that has changed in society. So sports with your kids, you know, just jobs in general, and everything with society, there's so much more to do, and it's just taking more time away from the training that you could do. So we have to be really respectful of people's time and and understand that they have life outside of the fire department.
So Kurt Christoffel is joining us right now. He's the fire chief for the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. And you hear about the hours he just told you that go into being training one volunteer firefighter. There's another thing, and we're raising money to support volunteer fire departments in the area. That's why we're doing this Fan 5 alarm coming up on Thursday from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. The cost for the gear here, this isn't just, throw on some pants and a shirt and put on an N95 mask. This is highly specialized gear, all the way through. So can you give people some perspective on the cost to just outfit a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter?
Yeah, so again, going back 30 years, the cost has increased dramatically along with inflation. So the cost of a fire truck is somewhere around $700,000 right now. Whenever, to put it in retrospect, a brand new fire engine whenever I started was about $105,000. So $105,000 up to $700,000. The cost of the SCBA, or the air tank that we wear on our back, because we can't breathe smoke, we're not superheroes. So we have to wear that. That's $4,500 for one. So if I have 10 firefighters on a scene, that's $45,000 worth of equipment just on their back. And then the turnout gear, the protective gear that we wear, is about between $3,000 and $4,000 per person.
So we're running it up near $800,000 when you count the truck that they're responding on.
And one firefighter.
And one firefighter, you know, multiply it by 10 or whatever, the gear. That is, and you guys, I imagine, are having not only with manpower, but also to do more with less, you know, when it comes to just the increasing prices here, it's, you know, it's just a strain on the budgets, I would presume.
Yeah, so those costs I gave you, that's not including operating costs like utilities. We got to keep the lights on,
right?
Maintain the fire trucks, you know, tires, diesel fuel, all of those things all add up. And I think one of the challenges is that along with all of those costs going up, and remember that time element, these fire departments have to make money to do this somehow.
Right.
So there's a multitude of ways that the fire departments get funding. So one is, you know, from the municipality where they reside, the fire department can get money for them. But you have to remember that the fire department, who is a lot of times in Allegheny County, a volunteer fire department, they are competing for funding with the police department. They're competing with EMS, Emergency Medical Services, the DPW for street repairs, for the park. So you want to park, but you also have to pay the fire department a little bit of money as well. So the fire department has historically done that with fundraisers, you know. So
which is more time, by the way, fundraising too.
Like absolutely.
Just more of a commitment for the volunteers who are on the staff.
Absolutely. So, you know, bingos, you know, once a week you're going down to the fire department to run a bingo, but you're taking into time, you know, the training time and now the increase in calls. So we put a real strain on the volunteers. So, you know, bingos, one of the challenges with bingos was whenever we legalized gambling, a lot of the fire departments lost that bingo because the people now had a different place to go to gamble. You know, we've done hoagie sales, chicken barbecues, raffles. But again, we're talking about $700,000 and you're going to make, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 on a hoagie sale or a chicken barbecue. So the funding has become a problem.
And that's why what we're doing on Thursday matters so much, why whatever donation you out there listening can provide matters so much. Every bit helps. I thought you were going to say the problem with the bingos was those ladies playing bingo are absolutely ruthless, and you were, you know.
They are. I'm afraid. I will never go to another bingo. I'm afraid.
But this is really important stuff. That's why we're doing it. That's why anything you can donate to our 5-Alarm Marathon to support local volunteer fire departments really helps. We're doing this starting 8 a.m. Thursday morning all the way to 10:30 a.m. Friday morning. Live, local, nonstop. All of us, all hands on deck. He is Kurt Christoffel. He is the fire chief for the Mount Lebanon Fire Department. Thank you for coming in.
Do I got one more second?
Yes, you got one more second.
All right, I'm going to throw
a pitch
out there that I just heard out in the hallway.
Let's do it.
I would encourage all of your listeners to pick a monetary number. So whether it's a penny, a dime, a quarter, or a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that your staff is looking up how many times the name Aaron Rodgers has been
said
your radio station. So take that monetary number, multiply it by how many times, and that's what you can donate to the to this great cause.
If you've been out there pulling your hair out at the constant no news is still somehow news with Aaron Rodgers, that's a good way to channel your frustrations. Kurt Christoffel, again, fire chief of the Mount Lebanon Fire Department, thank you so much for coming in and shedding a little light on what all of you guys do. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.